Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Welcome to Topical Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. Steve Cypress here on another blisteringly crazy hot day here in Arizona. I think the high today was 118 degrees Fahrenheit. 118 degrees Fahrenheit. Not inside the oven like you're cooking dinner. Like, actually, that's like in the air. So not a lot of outdoor activity for me today. Our pest control guy came over spraying for bugs, and I'm like, his face is all red and swollen, and I'm like, you know, are you get done for the day? It's like 2 o'clock. He said he had one more house to do. Like, get done with that. My hat is off to everyone that actually works for a living out there and does stuff while I'm in here helping people make lots of money, but I wouldn't call this hard work by any stretch, sitting in the air conditioning and helping people make money. So today is Topical Tuesday, and before I share a tip that is in the news all the time, and you really just got to use this for your business, as always, I start out with my Rhino of the day. But first today, hey, Rich, I start out with a correction, apology from yesterday. I showed in Direct Mail Monday this newsletter from Jessica Rhodes, and I forgot her name, and I couldn't find it in here in my rush being on the live video, pressuring myself, but it's right there. Okay, so it does say right there, brought to you by Jessica Rhodes. So there it is, brought to you by Jessica Rhodes. And the book, which was sitting right near my desk, like right on a bookshelf, right near my desk, is right there. That's her book, Interview Connections, Jessica Rhodes. So there you go, Jessica. Mentioned 2 days in a row. See what happens? The benefit of me screwing up and making a mistake is you get double the exposure. So Rhino of the day today, check this one out. I said in honor of the incredible, ridiculous, blistering heat where things are just melting out there, I know I'll share one of my Rhino candles. So silly me, I forgot that I now live in an area, live my whole life up in the north, New York, Boston, Chicago, some traveling all over the country for 9 years with door-to-door sales, and mostly up in the north, in the northeast of the country, and it doesn't get up to 118 degrees up there. So I didn't realize when I went in to get my one of my Rhino candles, poor guy has melted in the ridiculous heat. So here is the Rhino candle of the day. You see the wick, and you see it's kind of really cool coloring and whatever. But what you might not be able to see is he doesn't stand up straight anymore. He's kind of leaning to the right because the bottom of his, you see, well, you can't probably tell, but that's all melted there. Side has a melt mark here where it was up against something. That's all melted. And, oh, there's a gash on this side. It was up against something. The white stuff is melted down. So candle still exists. And I'm to me, obviously, I collect rhinos. I'm not ever going to light the wick of it. But despite that, he found a way to say, I'm a candle. I melt. So the heck with you having this for about 20 years and not lighting me. I'll show you. I'm going to melt anyway. So that's the Rhino of the day. Now, here's the topical Tuesday tip of the day. This is happening, unfortunately, it's almost every day now. Something is breaking news is taking over the news. Somebody is shooting somebody, carving somebody with a knife, running them over with a truck, doing whatever, and it takes over the entire news. Here's the deal. If ever I'm watching TV or flipping around watching the news, like early in the morning, I'll, you know, check in what's going on, or late at night or something, if I'm checking something, and suddenly, oh, breaking, I see something, what happened? Or what happens more often is I'm doing something, I check into Facebook, and everyone's going crazy about, oh, it's Paris again, it's London again, it's this, it's that, it's whatever, because it's the same European, you know, let everybody in and come and kill us, you know, countries who don't know what they're doing, that, or they know what they're doing, but they're letting their people get destroyed in the name of political correctness or whatever, that this is constantly happening. And I don't think it's going to stop. So it's like, oh, it takes over the news, breaking news. And then here's the deal. I have to flip off the news. You just have to flip off the channel. And I'll come back in a day or two Because right now, if I watch, I'm going to get sucked into what these stations on the news, the radio, whatever, they know how to do it. They know how to suck in viewers. That you, dear viewer, as a business owner, it behooves you to learn how to do this too. This is what you need to learn from what I call the drip strategy. You need to learn how to drip out material to get people hanging on every word and clinging on every newest maybe thing that's happening, and I got to see what's happening next, like a serial set of movies, novels, sequels. You know, Star Wars 1, 2, I can't wait for Star Wars 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever the heck the number on, because I got to know whose father Luke is and who whatever, and you know, you can tell I haven't watched Star Wars movies since Star Wars, I don't know, 3 maybe. And so, you know, but Harry Potter or whatever these things are, you can't wait till the next one. And comic books. Now, I love comic books as a kid. You know, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, whoever it was. Luke Cage, I loved. Captain America and the Falcon, loved that one. Like, but you can't wait. The next issue's out. Ooh, you know, even baseball cards. In those days, they let them go as series of baseball cards. Anyone remember that? Baseball cards would come out, Series 1, Series 2, and you were like, oh, we got the checklist for Series 2 would be in Series 1, and you'd see, and you go, wow, look at that, Mickey Mantle, card 500, it's coming out, Series 5, can't wait for it to come out. Every day, we'd go by the store, my hometown, it was called The Colony, the newsstand, the stationery store, whatever it was, that had the baseball cards on the way home from school everyone would go to in the neighborhood, and every day, they have Series 2 yet? No, oh, come back tomorrow, come back, and you know, invariably somebody would come running into school and go like, aha, I cut out of school early, went to The Colony, came back, Series 2 is out, I got 10 packs, you got none of them. I already got a one of these and one of those and one of him and one of that. I got a Bob Gibson, I got a, you know, whatever, and like, ah, got to run to the store and get them. So this drip, this we don't know yet, we're getting all the details coming in, that's what gets you glued to this news, so that you find that if you did this, because before I learned how to shut this off, I actually was glued to the thing going like, oh, you know, let's just say somebody, you know, here's what happens. Oh, breaking news. We just found that somebody hijacked a van and ran over people in some European country that still doesn't get it and allows this to keep happening. Or it's so bad they don't even know how to stop it now because they've already led all the terrorists into their country, and what are you going to do? So, but we don't know the name of who did it. We don't know how many people are wounded or injured. We don't really know. And so stick around, because news is breaking and coming in. And so if you got that, at that point, you need to flip off the channel. Otherwise, you're going to get sucked in. So what I do is I immediately get upset because whatever regular shows I wanted to watch or something that's on is not on anymore. But that's okay. You know, there's 400,000 channels and movies and whatever. You just watch something else. But it takes over everything. And nothing. Very little news is actually disseminated. You come back the next day, and when I come back the next day, look what happens. They go, here's the name of the guy who did it. Here's how many people are wounded. Here's how many people are dead. Here's exactly where it happened. Here's where they're looking for. Here's where they picked up six other guys in his terrorist cell. Here's where we looked at his social media, and he said, I'm going to kill everybody, and nobody paid attention to that because, you know, that's what we do. We don't pay attention to that. It's not politically correct to pay attention to their social media, I guess, or whatever. And so I get all the news in 10 seconds of tuning in the next day. That saved me 8 hours of staying glued to the drip, drip, drip of, like, hang on, we're getting news now. We think the guy was left-handed. Hang on, we think the guy, you know, there were two people. No, wait, there were three. No, wait, it was over here. No, hoo-ha, the cops are on. We don't know. So if you like that stuff, if that's entertainment to you, which it is to a lot of people, to be on the breaking edge of like, ooh, ah, I'm entertained. It's like a whodunit. It's like a mystery novel. Then okay, then spend your 8 or 10 hours. Or with the plane thing. I mean, CNN had that plane thing on for like over a year, right? Every single day. We think we might have spotted a piece of the plane somewhere in the Indian Ocean over here. That went on for a year. Did you get sucked into that? Did you watch? I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, stop it. Anytime they're going to talk about the plane, I just fast forward if I had recorded something, or I just turn the channel and I'll come back in 10 minutes. I'm not doing, you know, let me know when you find it and then you'll tell me where it was, how many people, what happened. I don't want to get sucked in to be on this end, the receiving end of the drip, drip, drip. However, I love to be on the giving end of the drip, 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 because you see how it works with us. The news stations keep our attention with the drip, drip, drip. I always say, my saying is, get on the other side of the cash register. In other words, instead of buying all that stuff and being on the receiving end, start selling it. Start sending it out. So this is why, this is one of the reasons you can, one of the benefits of doing your monthly newsletter. It's make it like a comic book. Here is my, you know, my thoughts of the month, my trip of the month. Here, this month, we're taking a trip. This weekend, I took the kids over to wherever. It doesn't matter. I've written columns about, hey, you know, this month, you know, let me tell you about the time my beautiful wife, Michelle, and I went shopping at the Costco. Great. Next month, we're going to talk about how we had a picnic over here and saw this, or we did this over here. But next month, I'm going to tell you about this we're going to do. And people will, you'll see, people will say, I got to open that newsletter. I got to read what's happening next. Okay, my videos. I'm going to tell you right now that tomorrow is Wisdom Wednesday. And I'm going to share a piece of wisdom that is going to be extremely helpful to you and educational and entertaining on top of being educational. And you really ought to be here tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesday. And then you ought to be here for Throwback Thursday, because I found something's going to be a ton of fun I'm going to share on Thursday. And on Friday, Foundation Friday, I got a super tip that's going to help everyone to build your business. Successful Success Story Saturday. Already picked out who I'm talking about this Saturday. It's going to be a really great success story Saturday. You're going to love. See, I can go on and on with this, but I'm going to use this drip, drip, drip to get you to come back to my social media, to my emails, to my newsletter, to anything going on in my business. So next time you watch the news, say breaking news and something just happened, understand it's going to take hours or days to know anything about what's really happening, the name, the who, this, that, whatever, and therefore they have you glued to it. They suck you into it. So we all know that works. Is there anyone out there can tell me that that doesn't, has not, even if you reach the point where I have now where you turn it off, but at no point did it ever suck in? 9/11? You weren't sucked in on 9/11 to like, oh, the plane, a second plane hit the building. Oh, my goodness. Now we don't know. We're further new. We're getting a report. This is how you get sucked in. Okay. Sports, same thing. Sports, you get sucked into. Like it's week one of the football season. Then it's week two. Then it's week three. Oh, they're playing this team. And, you know, if they win, then they go on the road to this team. And if they win that game, then they're going to come back home and play this team and that. And then they'll be in second play and on for the play. And it's all about drip, drip, drip and the what if and what's happening next and keep you involved. Just watch some of the golf tournament over this weekend. Same thing. You're watching guys play golf. Okay. If it was just watching guys play golf, could you imagine something more boring to watch? But they make it interesting because you're watching 100 players at once, so it's flipping back and it's always a shot, but it's always a story. It's a drip, drip, drip story. It's like, oh, this guy, you know, he's only this age and he's won this many tournaments, and let's show to a clip of his father saying this and the time that he met this guy, and so if he wins this, it'll be an amazing story because he once went onto this course and met that guy, and, you know, or last year he came onto this hole and he hit it into the woods, and man, this year, let's see what he does. That hole's coming up and only three more holes. Stay tuned and whatever. And you find yourself staying tuned, and then you're done. You realize you just watched like hours of guys you don't know, you'll never meet, you never heard of, you could care less, playing golf. How ridiculous. Same with the Olympics. The Olympics. Now, couldn't they just say, we're going to show only the 100-meter finals with Usain Bolt, the fastest guy in the history. I mean, is that not like just the most exciting 8 seconds of every 4 years of 10 seconds, however long it is? Like, I think he's retired now, unfortunately. But Usain Bolt, who not love to watch Usain Bolt, all the greatest personality, the greatest talent, the greatest skill. He must work hard, too, at it, although I don't see him warming up. It's part of what I'm talking about. I watch him warming up. But, man, I want to know when that 100-meter or whatever is on, and I want to watch those 10 seconds. But what happens first, huh? What happens for, like, 5 days before that? Oh, it's the heat. It's the first heat of the 100-meter dash where – oh, well, you know, they're getting ready. They're this, that, the hoo-ha, and he runs. And then what happens? He stops running after like 80 yards and slows down meters, whatever the heck it is. And he slows down and whatever, and he laughs and he lopes into the end, and he still beats everybody by 700 miles, right? And then I catch myself, and hopefully thanks to this in the future, you'll catch yourself going, what did I just do? I just watched in completely meaningless heat. Swimming, endless heats, track and field, heats. Heats, heats, stop with the heats, but the heats are important. See, the station, NBC or so, whoever's broadcasting this, will not stop ever showing the Heats because that's really important. That's what keeps you glued. That's where they get to tell the story. They tell the story. Look how this guy is. Is he going to make it to the finals? I don't know. And then, you know, come on now. They're talking about, did this guy make the finals? I'll give you a hint. The guy who just barely makes the finals and therefore is in the final eight in the swimming pool or on the track or whatever has no chance to win anyway. So what did it matter? Same thing in sports. Man, if they do this, they can make the wild card game. They can make the play. The Mets somehow, you know, I'm sure they're not mathematically out of it. So, you know, hey, they get hot. They can barely make. Yeah, and then what? To get run over by who? I mean, the Jets. The Jets sometimes they barely make the playoffs some years, and then what? So the Patriots can beat them 82-3. Like, you know. But we all got caught up in. They kept us excited for the last 6 weeks of the season because the Mets might make the playoffs, or the Jets might make the play. They might make the playoffs. They might make the playoffs. You know. They're not going to win. Just if I didn't love sports and get involved in all that stuff, and like I said, if you're a news junkie, then you get involved in all the stuff. But if I wasn't, isn't it much smarter to just come back at the end of the season and go, just tell me who won? Oh, Patriots won, and that team came in second, and this team won the conference, and the Jets did this. That's great. There, see, I saved months of the drip, drip, drip. So we all know it works. It works on us. Whatever your hobby is, whatever your interest is, it works on you. Why not turn it around? Start today. Start tomorrow. Turn it around. Start to tell a story. Drip out a little bit of your story. Say in this week's email, newsletter, whatever you're doing, say, you know, let me tell you a story about how I started this business. Blah, blah, blah. I always wanted this, my dad this, my whatever this, that this. And then put, you know, that's it for this month, this week, this day, whatever. I will continue this next month. I'll tell you part two of the story. Just start doing this. You will get attention from people. It works. It's been proven since I haven't been alive, but I'm sure it's been proven since all of mankind. Telling stories and keeping people the cliffhanger, soap operas, all TV shows that have the cliffhangers. I mean, they'll keep a cliffhanger. They'll keep you from the end of one season in the spring till the show's back on again in the fall. You just can't wait. You can't wait to see what happened. Who shot JR? That had the whole country buzzing for the whole thing. So this stuff works, okay? I've beat a dead horse. I think we understand. Stuff works. Start using it. And let me know if you are using it. Let me know in a comment, question. Let me know, Steve at Steve Cypress, put in the comment here. Let me know if you're using it. I love to enjoy it and celebrate it with you. As always, at the end, let's go to the comments, question, concern. My goodness, I should have said hello to all these people. When you joined, I got to get in the habit of checking earlier so I can say hello. Rich is here. Belinda. Great seeing you. Brian's here. Two Brians are here. Brian McLaughlin and Brian Basilico. How cool is that? Toby Mercinger. All kinds of fantastic entrepreneurs here. I love it. Are you guys getting this? Does this resonate? Does it make sense? Is it something that sounds good? Rich is saying, breaking news, the Mets just loaded the bases, update coming. See, now that works for me. Although, I'm not so sure. Well, maybe I believe it. Loaded the bases. Did they score any runs? I don't know. Oh, man. Break. Bad breaking news after that. Mets just hit at the triple play with the bases. I love it. Is that great? See, Rich knows. It's all about the who. The wow strategy is all about the who. And what do they love? I love the Mets. You're going to tell me some Mets news. I'm on the edge of my seat. Mets have the bases loaded. Then, of course, in typical Mets fashion, they hit into a triple play. In fact, if it was possible to hit into a quadruple play, I'll bet the Mets would have done that too. So that's how you do it, folks. There's an example right there. I was glued to seeing. I really, part of me felt like ending the video. Seriously, Rich, and this is, I'm being serious here. Part of me felt like ending the video and going to turn on my TV or going to ESPN.com or whatever, Mets.com or something, or Twitter, where, you know, my Mets tweets coming in, you know, when the game's on, they're coming in every 2 minutes. Oh, top of the second, you know, guy walked. And I got to see what happened. So thanks for letting me know, first of all, what happened, whether that was real or not. You got me. See, it worked. So find out, tell some interesting story, and then don't just blurt it all out, because that would be like, I could blurt out right now the story of the, you know, there's probably been 5 terrorist attacks in the last week, but let's just say the terror one from a week ago. I could tell you the whole story. Manchester. I'll tell you the whole story. This singer was holding a concert. When the concert ended, some ridiculous jerk guy blew himself up in a bomb and blew up a bunch of people. And then a couple of weeks later, that singer came back with a bunch of other big stars, and they raised millions of dollars and held a big concert and blah, blah, blah. See, I can tell the whole story. But if I tune in right when it happens, like, oh, we heard there was a loud sound. Was it one bomb or two? We don't know. Was he working alone or together? Where did it go off? Was it after the? Was it in the concert hall? Was it outside? We don't know. And it took hours and hours and hours, which the ratings go through the roof. So the news stations love all this. It's wall to wall breaking news. Shut everything off. Whatever you thought you were going to talk about today, you're not. This is it, and the eyeballs are glued. Don't you want eyeballs glued to you and to your business? Yeah, you do. I'll just let you know. You do. So start using the drip, 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 and let me know how it works. And if you need some help or you just want some help with it, let me know and I'll help you out. Okay? That's it for today. My rhino of the day, my melting candle rhino, is melting in 118 degree heat. I hear it's cooling off tomorrow to only about 116. So it'll be a much more pleasant day here tomorrow. And I'll be back here tomorrow with you guys for Wisdom Wednesday. We're going to have some more fun. And I'm going to share a fun saying that I think will help you out. And we'll do that tomorrow. So thanks, everyone, for being here today. And I'll see you again tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.